This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and this is all it takes, folks. Name of candidate, address, party affiliation, office sought, presidency, designation of principal campaign committee, designation of other authorized committees. I certify that I have examined this statement, and to the best of my knowledge and belief, it is true, correct, and complete. Sign my name, and my hat is in the ring. This is all it takes to run for president. And looking at it that way, it's kind of a surprise that only 366 people and counting have filed this Federal Election Commission Form 2 statement of candidacy. So why not you? You're born in the USA, right? And 35 years of age as of January of 2017? Then go for it.
My name is Sharon Green, calling from Wareham, Mass. I would have the New Deal Get Real Party, where we're putting Americans back to work, cleaning roads, fixing structures, no welfare, workfare.
Terry from Portland, Oregon. My party would be called the Clean Food Party, with the central tenets being the promotion of natural foods and the labeling of all foods, because I'm concerned about Monsanto and their ilk hijacking our food systems and also paying our legislators to look the other way.
My name is Veronica Rodriguez, and I'm from Columbia, South Carolina. The name of my party would be the Limited Term Party, because career politicians, campaign contributions, and fundraising have distorted the political system to the point where it's unrecognizable.
It don't make much sense. That common sense don't make no sense no more.
In his political treatise, Common Sense, Thomas Paine said his wish was to serve an oppressed people and assist in a just and good cause. Cleveland, Ohio says, I would run under the Common Sense Party because I know I'll go far campaigning under a virtue that our current political system values so much.
That was sarcasm.
No way. Really? Because so is that just now.
My name is Luis Rodriguez from Charlotte, North Carolina. If I was running, I would run under the Common Sense Party. Common sense, people working full time should not be on public assistance. Common sense says we should plan VA benefits before we start the wars. Common sense says if you are part of an industry that could possibly wreck the economy or wreck the globe, you have to pay into a fund to mitigate the eventual misdeeds of your industry.
Then from Vista, California, American Party. Because I believe in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, I also believe that we Americans have a duty to protect and serve, and finally, I believe that constituents are made up of all my community, and it's my duty to represent all citizens as best I can.
This is Jason, and I'm calling from Attleboro, Massachusetts. My party would be called the No Lobbying Party, so that way government officials would have to actually listen to the people who elect them.
Good luck with that. How about nutrition as a platform? With extra toppings.
This is Ben calling from Burlington, Vermont. I like to hear the pizza party run for office because that's one party I'll never get sick of.
And along the same lines.
Hi, Ted Havens from Portland, Oregon, and I would name my party the IPA party.
Beer, 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 I'm going for a beer.
Mostly because I really dig the Northwest brews. But secondly, because I categorize myself politically as an independent, thus IPA would stand for Independent Party of Ale.
From New York City, my party would be the IDGAS party, because I don't give a schnickerdoodle who wins. It's all the same bunch of baloney. From Elk Grove, Illinois, the Vulcan Party has a certain ring to it. It would be doomed to failure from the outset, though, as it would be based purely in logic and reason. Fascinating. So let's try and envision what a candidate debate with all 366 or so real candidates would look like. It would have to be some kind of massive Twitter chat or something. Nick Corsetti, a political news reporter for our partner, The New York Times, has done some research and used his imagination to put these candidates on the same stage, so to speak. Nick, what does it look like?
Well, it looks pretty crowded, and believe it or not, I woke up this morning and I checked the FEC website again, and we're actually at 375 by now.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew that number wouldn't hold. So rising like a bullet. Give me some names here, Nick.
So you have everyone from simple names like John Green Ferguson of Texas to the really long names like HRM Caesar St. Augustine de Bonaparte, Emperor of the United States of Turtle Island. That actually fits all on his FEC form and is his official candidate name.
Is he a new candidate? Has he tried before?
Yeah, he's actually given it a shot every cycle since 1996. He recently took his platform to YouTube. He streams under the name Reality Supreme, being, I'm guessing, his full candidate name didn't fit in the YouTube character count. But he'll get on there and he'll give his speeches into a microphone box. He wears like a straw hat, sunglasses, big orange suspenders, and kind of just talks about what's on his mind. Sometimes it's civil rights, other times it's a battle he had with Microsoft support group. I think he still has a Hotmail address.
Does anybody come to the ring here with clear metrics of support using social media?
You could maybe say that Thomas Keister, who's running under the banner of the Marijuana Party, has some measure of support. His Twitter account has 25,000 plus followers. And Lincoln Chafee, who's running for president on the Democratic side, he's the former Rhode Island senator and governor, only has 16,000. So, I mean, you can make of that what you will. Mr. Keister follows 24,000, so there may be some Twitter etiquette at play where, you know, if someone follows you, you follow them back because you feel like you should. But he certainly has at least a noticeable following on Twitter, more than me.
Any evidence that some of these footnote candidates here are actually doing campaigning?
Well, there's one who loves to crash other events. His name is Vermin Supreme, and he has been a presence in New Hampshire for a couple of cycles. In 2012, he ran on the Democratic Party side, even though President Obama was up for re-election, so there wasn't much of a contest there, but he still was able to get 833 votes. And this year he's been out on the trail. Back in April, he crashed a Rand Paul event, which I believe was right after Senator Paul announced his candidacy. And he stayed outside the VFW with his trademark rubber boot as a hat. He had a tiger print kind of pajamas on his back and a big bowl of lollipops that he was handing out to voters, along with bumper stickers that said Vermin Supreme for president.
Vermin Supreme, according to the website, is the only candidate who supports fully funding time travel research in order to go back and kill Hitler before he was born. The only candidate who makes mandatory toothbrushing his signature issue. All right, this person doesn't seem terribly serious, but he does seem to have a lot of free time. Any actual serious candidates who are in this footnote category?
Actual candidates?
Yeah. I mean, serious. You know, I mean, like, they want to change something. Like this John Green Ferguson fellow.
Well, yeah, he's running. His platform calls for recycling every piece of trash in the country. And he does have a campaign website. It also doubles as a website for his company, which I think is Glows ABC. And they seem to be a contractor for green living and green hardware and things like that. But he at least does have some kind of platform that he's running on. It's very environmental.
Any favorites for you personally?
Well, my favorite, at least that I've come across, has been, and I might not pronounce this right, but Princess Kajia M. Jacob from Brau. She's from California, running as a Revolutionary Party candidate, but her candidate committee name includes a marriage proposal, and I'll just read the committee name in full for you right now. It's from one alien to another, .. Lil Wayne, Dwayne Michael Carter Jr., quote, President Carter, will you marry me? I am a god, with a few exclamation points and a smiley face to cap it off.
One of the now 375 candidates running for president, Nicholas Corestaniti, political news reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks so much, Nick.
Oh, thanks for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.